Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association's regular season ends later Wednesday evening with 14 games. While the 8 playoff berths have been decided in the Western Conference, the last 2 playoff positions in the Eastern Conference are still up for grabs. The Indiana Pacers, Chicago Bulls, and Miami Heat are all in contention for the number 7 and number 8 seeds in the NBA playoffs, and all 3 clubs have home games Wednesday night. The Pacers will play the Atlanta Hawks, the Bulls will host the Brooklyn Nets, and the Heat are at home against my magical Washington Wizards. The Wizards are seeded 4th in the Eastern Conference for the playoffs, while the Hawks are seeded 5th. The Wizards will host the Hawks in Game 1 of a first-round playoff series this coming weekend. Our VOA basketball fans will remember all rounds in the NBA playoffs are best-of-7 games. The team that has 4 wins advances to the next round. The Hawks have won 4 games in a row, and their all-time all-star center, 8-time all-star Dwight Howard, he's looking forward to the playoffs.
We're getting hot at the right time, which is always good, especially going into the playoffs. You want to make sure going into the playoffs that everybody's on the same page, everybody, the chemistry is great, and everybody's playing at a high level. I think the playoffs is going to be great for us. You know, the game slows down. We get an opportunity to get a couple days off between each game and really get our heads right. And I love playoffs. I love playoff basketball. You know, I love the atmosphere, the energy, everything is great. And I'm looking forward to it for myself. I think the team, we're in the right place right now. We've had some ups and downs this year, but this is the playoffs, and I think we're getting hot at the right time. We just had 3 really good games. You know, I think the bench has confidence in what they did in Cleveland. I think the starters and, you know, that second unit, you know, coming in and finishing Cleveland off after being down by 25 was great for us. Beating Boston here at home, I think those are great games for momentum. And I think that we're moving in the right direction.
Dwight Howard and the Atlanta Hawks played the Washington Wizards 4 times during the regular season, with the Wizards winning 3 of those games. Howard says Atlanta must slow down Washington's 2 young star guards.
I think the playoffs are going to be a little bit different, but they did a good job during the regular season. You know, their guard play is excellent, so we got to do a good job of trying to contain John Wall and Bradley Beal. Just make them take tough shots. We don't want to get Bradley Beal going, and then on the offensive side, you know, we just got to do what we do best, pound the ball inside. You know, hit our threes, and move the ball well.
With the NBA regular season ending Wednesday night, let's take a look at a few of the other upcoming first-round playoff matchups that are set. In the Western Conference, the top-seeded Golden State Warriors will play the Portland Trail Blazers. The Houston Rockets will go against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, this should be a very entertaining series, featuring 2 of the NBA's best guards, James Harden of the Rockets, who sports my favorite beard in basketball, and the dynamic Russell Westbrook of the Thunder, who had a record-breaking season of all-around production. Westbrook established a new NBA single-season record with 42 triple-doubles, breaking the mark set by Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson during the 1961-62 season. And here's a sporty social media reminder for our Voice of America listeners. Check out my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page for a nice photo of Russell Westbrook by Associated Press photographer Jack Dempsey. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Westbrook is shown celebrating after hitting a buzzer-beating three-point shot against the host Denver Nuggets on Sunday. Westbrook's last-second heroics lifted the Thunder to a 106-105 victory over the Nuggets. And Russell finished with another awesome triple-double, 50 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. Let's get back to those first-round NBA playoff matchups. The San Antonio Spurs will play the Memphis Grizzlies, while in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors will meet the Milwaukee Bucks. The Boston Celtics and the defending NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers are waiting for the end of the games on Wednesday night to find out who they'll play in the first round. More NBA news, Cleveland superstar LeBron James will sit out Wednesday night's regular season finale against the visiting Toronto Raptors to rest a strained right calf muscle in preparation for the playoffs. LeBron did not play in Cleveland's 124-121 loss to the Miami Heat in Florida on Monday night. The Cavs also rested center Tristan Thompson and all-star guard Kyrie Irving in that game against the Heat. The Cavs have also been dealing with other injuries, so they're trying to get healthy ahead of the playoffs. Earlier, I mentioned Dwight Howard being selected 8 times for the annual NBA All-Star Game. Let's take a break now for this important message from another 8-time NBA All-Star center who was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2015.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Hello, I am your host Shaka Salee. Every Wednesday night, the Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we'll discuss the Anglophone crisis in Cameroon. The nation's English-speaking minority regions say they are being politically and economically marginalized by the Francophone government. Cameroon politics, an in-depth discussion on the next Straight Talk Africa at 18:30. UTC.
The Voice of America.
VOA. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The U.S. state of Minnesota is home to the Minnesota Timberwolves professional basketball club, which did not qualify for the 2017 NBA playoffs. It's also where Somali groups recently held a basketball tournament to give young people a positive outlet and help keep them away from negative influences such as drugs, violence, and extremism. Abdi Muhammad attended the tournament and spoke with participants. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Salem Solomon has the story for us.
Too often, young Somali Americans in Minnesota have made headlines for all the wrong reasons. A small number have fallen prey to the lure of drugs, gangs, and extremist ideology. But youth organizations in the state are trying to challenge all that. A group of 12 youth basketball organizations representing mosques around the Twin Cities held a tournament where young people were given the chance to build athletic skills and gain self-esteem. One of the players from the Ad Rauda team, representing one of the mosques
and won the tournament, explained why it was so important.
Today, we have succeeded in winning the cup after beating at the finalist Ummatul Islam Club. We had worked very hard for this, and we are so excited about it.
Minnesota is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., with more than 20,000 living in the state out of a total of 80,000 across the country. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, about a dozen people have joined militant groups in Syria in recent years, and about 22 men have been lured to join al-Shabaab in Somalia dating back to 2007. Most recently, 9 Somali-American men were accused of plotting to join ISIS. A Minnesota federal court handed them jail sentences. Programs like the basketball tournament are geared towards providing extracurricular activities to fend off negative influences. A local organization behind the tournament, For the Youth by the Youth, says the impact of the competition is felt far beyond the basketball courts.
The reason we started this program was when we saw what the youth are going through and how they were involved with gang fights among themselves. When we saw how they are suspected or labeled as extremists, we started to bring them together in order to prevent them from getting involved with drugs. We found a place where they can stay fit and stay busy and avoid negative influences.
One of the players, Abdullahi Bare, agrees that sport can be a unifying force for good.
This kind of tournament brings us together as brothers. We came together and we finish the games, we eat together and communicate as well.
The basketball tournament is an annual event in Minnesota that has been going on for 3 years. For Abdi Mahmoud, Salim Salomon, VOA News.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side, keep on sunny side of life. It'll help us every day, it'll brighten all our ways when we keep on sunny side of life, when we keep on sunny side of life.
And the Sunny Side of Sports programming note, on Monday, April 17th, I'll have a special show on the 121st running of the Boston Marathon. My VOA colleague, Andrew Palcheski, will be reporting near the finish line in downtown Boston. Andrew says more than 32,000 runners are expected to test their speed and endurance in the world's oldest annual marathon. With the race 5 days away, weather forecasters say the athletes can expect to race in dry air and gusty winds. Long-distance runners from neighboring Kenya and Ethiopia have dominated the Boston Marathon in recent years. Last year, Lemi Berhanu Haile and Atsede Baisa led an Ethiopian sweep of the men's and women's titles in Boston. Both Ethiopians will be back in Boston to defend their titles. Once again, a special Sunny Side of Sports Boston Marathon show on Monday, April 17th. First leg quarterfinal action continues later Wednesday evening in the UEFA Champions League, European club football's top competition. In Germany, Borussia Dortmund will host AS Monaco. This match was originally scheduled for Tuesday, but was postponed after the bombing of Dortmund's team bus. 3 explosive devices went off near the bus, sending shards of glass into the arm and hand of Dortmund defender Mark Bartra. The 26-year-old Bartra underwent surgery on his right wrist Tuesday, and he's expected to make a full recovery. German police have detained one suspect and are investigating a second for the explosion. Germany's Chancellor, Angela Merkel, spoke out strongly against the attack, which she called a revolting act. The bus was on its way to Signal Iduna Park in Dortmund, where extra security will be on hand for Wednesday evening's match. Also in Germany, Bayern Munich, a 5-time European champion, will host Real Madrid, winners of a record 11 European Cups, including last year's trophy, after beating city rival Atletico Madrid 5-3 on penalty kicks. Atletico is also in action Wednesday evening in another UEFA Champions League quarterfinal. Atletico will host Leicester City, which made headlines all over the world last season by winning its first English Premier League title in the club's 133-year history. At a pregame news conference, Leicester's Danish goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel talked about the club's attitude ahead of this evening's big match.
I think when you look at the DNA of our team, the type of characters that we have in our team, the journeys that everyone's been on through the lower leagues, rejections, these are the kind of nights when, you know, when you're playing, from my point of view, when I was playing League Two and you know, watching Champions League on TV, these were the kind of nights that I was working for to make sure that one day I got there. So I think for everyone, you can't help but be inspired. And, you know, the pressure games, it's what you play for, it's what you live for.
In UEFA Champions League action Tuesday, Paulo Dybala outshone his more famous countryman from Argentina, Lionel Messi, by scoring two goals to help Juventus beat visiting Barcelona 3-0 in the first leg of their quarterfinal. The 23-year-old Dybala scored goals in the 7th and 22nd minutes, and veteran defender Giorgio Chiellini, I love saying that Italian name, Giorgio Chiellini. I know Joe DiCapua likes that name too. Joe's got Italian blood running through him. Giorgio Chiellini scored Juventus's third goal in the 55th minute to give the Italian club a nice cushion ahead of the second leg on April 19th in Barcelona. Now, our VOA listeners, don't rule out a Barca comeback in that match on April 19th. Remember, in the round of 16, Barcelona rallied from a 4-0 first leg deficit against Paris Saint-Germain, and they won that series 6-5 on aggregate. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Andrew, I mentioned that terrible bus attack in Germany involving Borussia Dortmund. I would imagine that's trending.
Absolutely. After that attack, lots of social media support for the team. And some great video that was being shared from inside the stadium where you had AS Monaco fans singing the Dortmund fight song as a sign of solidarity. And those videos taken throughout the stadium spreading across social media. You're also seeing a lot of support from other soccer clubs for Dortmund. Arsenal tweeted out, they said, "You have our support on this difficult night. We hope to see you back on the pitch soon." Specifically referencing to Mark Bartra, who was injured in the attack. His hand and arm were injured. He had to go into surgery. Manchester United sending their support to our friends at BVB, referencing their Twitter handle. And even here in the United States, Orlando City Soccer Club said our thoughts are with BVB and all those who have been affected by tonight's incident. So throughout the sports world, a lot of support on social media for Dortmund. But one trend that we saw among the fans, I thought this was so great. There were a number of AS Monaco fans who went to Germany to see this match, who were planning on leaving right after the match, going right home. They didn't book a hotel. They didn't have anywhere to stay. And with the match being delayed, they were stuck. So what happened? The Dortmund fans literally opened their doors to them and said, "You can come stay with us." And they're using this hashtag #BedForAwayFans, #BedForAwayFans, and saying, "I have, you know, room for two people in my apartment. I can house some people." And so they opened their doors in the midst of this bombing and worrying about their team. They were more concerned about their fellow fans, even though they were rooting for a different team. They're all soccer fans, so they use social media to connect with them. And some of those fans, it was actually kind of funny, they were cataloging the whole evening in photographs on social media. So they had pictures of everybody eating dinner together. It was the Dortmund fans on one side and the AS Monaco fans on the other. But by the end of the night, they were all together. They were out at a bar, and they were all arm in arm hanging out, grabbing a pint. So it was really nice to see. Again, we talk about the sports rivalries, but there are some things that transcend that.
Very nice gesture by the Dortmund fans. So we'll give them a shout out and we'll hope for a peaceful match this evening between AS Monaco and Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, that's another concern on social media, is what happens now, getting to the bottom of this incident, making sure that it is peaceful. I expect when this match goes on, we're going to see a lot of unity, but only until kickoff, and then I think all bets are off. I think the fans go back to their corners, and then 90-plus minutes later, we'll see what happens.
Andrew, what else is trending out there in the sports world?
Well, of course, sports now has entered into all different realms of our culture, including fashion. And we've talked about Air Jordans and the sneaker deals and the apparel deals that these major athletes get. And among them, Steph Curry has a deal with Under Armour, so he has a whole line of apparel and is starting now a new line of sneakers as part of his deal with Under Armour. However, they're not getting a lot of love. You know, the Air Jordans, everybody wants Air Jordans. Those are the big, you know, sneakers. These ones, not so much. They're kind of brown leather with ridges on one side. It has a big white heel on the back that kind of sticks up into the shoe. It's hard to describe if you can go online and take a look at it, but fans are not having any trouble describing what they think about these shoes. They're saying everything from it looks like the armrests of a car, looks like wood paneling you might see in someone's den, comparing it to Tootsie Roll candies, old leather couch you might see in like a cigar bar. Not very kind words for these shoes that Steph Curry's put out.
Well, I guess Steph will have to wear them, though, right?
You know what? I guess he will. They may have to revise them, and they may have to change the color scheme, and I hope they're customizable. I don't think a lot of people are going to want to wear them in these colors. But, yeah, a lot of strong reaction to these. They may have to do, as we said, some sartorial changes to these shoes. But the joke is on all those people who are complaining about Steph Curry, because Steph Curry has the last laugh. For the second straight year, Curry's jersey is the best-selling NBA jersey. So he's doing quite well, if not in the shoe department, at least in the jersey department. Kyrie Irving is number 5 on the list, followed by Russell Westbrook at number 4. We've been talking about him as possible MVP this season, so he's up there on the list. Kevin Durant, number 3. Of course, LeBron James coming in at number 2, and Steph Curry taking that top spot on best-selling jerseys this year. So, not surprising, kind of the cream of the crop of the National Basketball Association, some very big names that we're used to hearing on this show and in sports generally.
As I mentioned earlier, Andrew, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors will tip off a first-round NBA playoff series this coming weekend against the Portland Trail Blazers. The Warriors are top-seeded in the Western Conference, and our listeners will remember they lost last year, great NBA Finals, to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So we'll see if there will be a rematch this season.
Could be. Hopefully a thrilling one.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, we have a few people in sports in the U.S. and around the world who excel at two different sports. Probably the best well-known one here in the U.S. is Bo Jackson, of course, a baseball and football player. Played both at the same time in the late 80s, early 90s. We had a little bit of that last night with Tony Romo. Now, Tony Romo was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys in the National Football League. He just announced his retirement a couple weeks ago. Well, the Dallas Mavericks of the National Basketball Association invited him to join them and sit on the team bench and practice with the team. Maverick for a day, they called it. So Tony Romo was feted by the fans in Dallas there for the Mavericks, celebrating Tony Romo as he retired. Got to participate in the shoot-around, got to suit up with the team. Didn't get to play, but at least he got to sit on the bench. But a lot of great social media photos and a lot of great posts from fans. The fans were eating it up, and they loved it. They wanted him in the game, though. He was in practice. He hit a couple of key two-point jumpers in practice. They said, put him in as a point guard. Why not? But unfortunately, didn't happen.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that wraps up the April 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Some 14.4 million people in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya need humanitarian assistance, according to the United Nations. In some places, acute food insecurity could soon deteriorate into famine. Famines are rare, and we don't use the term lightly. In most cases, people face extreme food insecurity and are in need of emergency food assistance without the situation being categorized as a famine, said Matthew Nims, acting director of USAID's Office of Food for Peace, in testimony before the U.S. House of Representatives. In February, the UN declared famine in South Sudan, while regions of three other countries, Somalia, Nigeria, and Yemen, are teetering on the brink. Next to South Sudan, Somalia is the country of greatest concern. Here the effects of the latest drought are exacerbated by conflict, said Mr. Nims. The below-average rainfall of the 2016 October to December season has resulted in a harvest forecasted to be 50% to 70% below the five-year average. The conditions are similar to 2011, when nearly 260,000 Somalis died in a famine triggered by what was, at the time, the Horn of Africa's worst drought in over 60 years. But the comparisons stop there. In February, the governments of Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia all publicly committed to regional cooperation and cross-border collaboration to tackle both this drought and, through longer-term investments, the underlying fragility that tips vulnerable communities into crisis in recurring droughts, said Acting Director Nims. Over the past several months, working through USAID and its partners, the U.S. government has accelerated assistance to Somalia, providing food and malnutrition treatment, ensuring drinking water is safe, and improving sanitation and hygiene. And to ensure lasting impact, assistance in Somalia is sometimes linked to activities such as vocational training, designed to help build the resilience of the Somali people. We remain committed to providing humanitarian assistance around the world as both a moral imperative and as a direct benefit to the well-being of the United States, said Acting Director Nims. We do this work not only because it is the right thing to do, but also because it is in the interest of the American people and promotes global stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I am your host, Sheka Salih. Every Wednesday night, the Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we'll discuss the Anglophone crisis in Cameroon. The nation's English-speaking minority regions say they are being politically and economically marginalized by the Francophone government. Cameroon politics, an in-depth discussion on the next Straight Talk Africa at 18:30. UTC.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impuga, host of Reporters Roundtable. Join us this week as we discuss the corruption in Africa. I'll have a panel of journalists and analysts this Thursday at 17:30 UTC. Right here on VOA Africa. Go!
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be upfront with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, there's need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. The 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.